Democracy Around the World: Ancient Origins and Contemporary Practices.
Chapter 1: Ancient Athens. 1. Reading. Approximately 2,500 years ago, the Greek city of Athens was an independent city-state. This means that even though Athens shared similar linguistic and cultural traits with other Greek cities, Athenians had their own autonomous government. It was at this time that Athens created one of the first democratic governments ever. The word democracy actually comes from two Greek words, the Greek word demos, which in English means common people, and the Greek word kratein, which in English means to rule. Democracy, therefore, literally means rule by the common people. Although all citizens were eligible to be in the government, only adult men who were born to Athenian parents could be citizens. Women, slaves, and foreigners were not citizens. This seems very discriminatory by today's standards, but allowing that many men to be eligible for government positions was quite inclusive in comparison with other forms of government from that time period. The government in Athens during this era was complicated and changed several times, but it was primarily a form of direct democracy. Each citizen of Athens could vote on specific issues. Pericles, who was one of the most influential leaders in ancient Athens, said that having all citizens involved in decision-making was one of democracy's greatest strengths. As you will read about in later chapters, today's democratic countries, like Japan and the United States, are based on representative democracy. Citizens vote for politicians who make decisions on their behalf. In Athens, there were some politicians in the Council of 500 that took care of daily political matters. These politicians were usually selected by lot, which guaranteed that even the poorest citizens could become politicians. The assembly, however, made the most important decisions. All citizens could be in the assembly, which always had at least 6,000 citizens present, and they voted on important issues, such as whether or not to go to war. Democracy in Athens was essentially majority rule. The majority had the power to do almost anything. For example, if Athenians debated going to war, Athens would go to war if more than 50% of the citizens in the assembly voted yes. Athenian citizens would sometimes also vote on things that would be unimaginable today, such as whether or not to exile a person whose ideas were unpopular. Athenian democracy, therefore, allowed all citizens to participate in politics, but the power of the majority could sometimes suppress the minority. The execution of Socrates is one famous example of Athenian injustice. Socrates is today considered one of history's greatest philosophers, but during his own lifetime, his ideas were unpopular with some of the most powerful citizens in Athens. Those who were agitated by his philosophic principles managed to have him executed, which reveals that Athenian democracy did not protect freedom of speech. 4. Listening. Athens created the first democratic government, which allowed citizens to vote directly on important issues. However, there were several problems with democracy in Athens. One problem was that only men could be citizens in Athens. Another problem was that citizens sometimes made bad decisions because they were not adequately informed. Finally, there were also injustices when the majority of the population wanted to do something that was unfair to the minority of the population. The trial of Socrates, for example, demonstrates that Athenian democracy did not protect freedom of speech.